Political ads in Fortnite. Why campaigns are searching everywhere for voters and digital inventory. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Election day won't mean the end of campaign ads, unfortunately, but the volume and frequency should go way, way down after today, we hope. And you, dear listener, have no doubt encountered dozens, maybe hundreds of ads in recent weeks, lots of them online. Starting this past weekend, for example, the Trump campaign has completely taken over the YouTube homepage. And it's not just Google and Facebook raking in political ad dollars. A combination of bans on political advertising on some platforms and a simple lack of digital inventory means political ads are showing up way more often in places like Roku, Hulu, PlayStation, Pandora. Tim Lim is a political advertising consultant who works with Democrats.
Most of the platforms at this point who are accepting political advertising have done political advertising in the past. There's some newcomers who maybe they did a little bit, but this is their kind of their big presidential year where they're taking in more ad inventory than usual. And it was one of those that I would highlight is Snapchat. I think Snapchat's going to have a huge year in terms of political advertising and that they haven't seen before.
With advertising spreading to these new platforms, is it primarily about inventory or is it also about campaigns just being flush with cash and wanting to reach, you know, potentially even new voters anywhere they are?
You always want to be able to match where the audience is spending their time on. And so I think for Democratic campaigns and progressive campaigns, we are focused on turning out young people a lot more. And young people's media consumption just changes wildly. This cycle, you saw the Biden campaign spend a lot of time and resources into Fortnite and to Animal Crossing. Well, that's because they're matching the platform with the audience that they're trying to reach. And that's going to keep continuing as cycles progress. You know, it is about making sure that you're vigilant and watching it and be able to advertise on those places where the audience is spending the time.
Tell me about how inventory works, because on the one hand, we're talking about a ban, let's say from Google, that's squeezing inventory. But generally, does digital advertising space, it seems like it should be infinite.
The answer is yes and no. There is an infinite amount of ad inventory, yes. What you start to feel the crunch and where you can actually run out of inventory is for specific audiences, specific content, specific level of viewability or, you know, owned and operated inventory. You know, when you're advertising, you're trying to go after specific audiences. And so those specific audiences can get booked up and reserved so quickly, so fast, and there is that fight for that specific audience.
So we can assume that in the future, YouTube ads targeting women in Ohio still going to get snapped up pretty early.
Yeah, unless they ban political advertising, it will still be a hotly contested inventory source in 2022 and 2024.
Tim Lim is a political advertising consultant who, we should note, is volunteering this year with the Biden campaign. And now for some related links. One other thing Tim Lim mentioned is that part of the reason campaigns are placing ads in unconventional places is that they have a lot of money to spend, because fundraising has been huge in the last few months, particularly on the Democratic side, through online fundraising platforms like ActBlue, which Politico reported Friday has transformed how political campaigns worked in this election and how they might work in the future. Because apparently nobody ever effectively brought, like, GoFundMe to the campaign party before. The site processed $1.5 billion from July to September, distributed to various Democratic candidates. Overall, Open Secrets reports that the 2020 election will cost something like $14 billion, far and away more than any other campaign in history. One spending flex, to quote Kimberly Adams, on a new platform, the Biden campaign built an entire map inside Fortnite, complete with, like, a very way too buff, kind of disturbingly buff avatar that may or may not be Joe Biden in military gear and a beret. Which, I mean, look, if I had all the money in the world and the deadline was, you know, today, I would definitely buy myself a super ripped Fortnite avatar. Maybe. On a more serious note, Bloomberg has a good piece looking at campaign spending on the big two platforms, Facebook and Google, which amounts to hundreds of millions of dollars and has been full of controversy. From fact-checking to banning new election ads but running all the old ones, Facebook accidentally blocked thousands of Biden ads and blocked some Trump ads but allowed others that seemed to violate the rules. Twitter, perhaps wisely, just banned all political ads last October, although critics of that move say blocking political ads in their entirety just ends up favoring incumbents. And you know what else Tim Lim suggested in our conversation? Federal rules that would standardize the political advertising process across all digital outlets. I know, right? Genius. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Don't forget to vote. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.